The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well and healthy and keeping strong, inshaAllah. You know, one of the important commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the Holy Quran is the need and the importance of glorifying Him. What's interesting is that when it comes to the command of glorification, when Allah does an amr, when He makes a command, fasabbih, that command is for us. Because we have free will in this, right? We can decide to or not to be distracted or not. But whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the creation doing His tasbih, He never orders them. He says that they do it. Yusabbihu lillah. He doesn't say fasabbih man fi, no. He says they do it. They don't need to be reminded to do it. They know God. They are connected to God, right? As a point of reflection, it behooves us, right, to respect the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respect it, right? Like, you know, this whole movement towards like environmentalism and being conscious about all of these things and how we spend and how we waste and what we throw away. Man, this is not present day news to us. Islam has been teaching us this for the longest time, right? We just needed to wake up to it, to realize that, man, we are going to be judged by how we treated not only each other, but how we treated the entire kaun of Allah, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so therefore we must respect it, right? I can't imagine, like, you know, like from that perspective, you know, sometimes we may use our gadgets and devices and televisions for the wrong reasons. You know, I wonder if they will complain that, Ya Allah, they brought me to this channel. I didn't want to be on this channel, but they brought me. Imagine the level of ripple effect, consequences based on all of this. You wonder truly, like, it is simply through the mercy of God that we survive, huh? It is simply through the mercy of God that we are successful in the hereafter. When you think about the ripple effect, ramifications of everything that transpires in this world. You know, another reason why we sometimes, as Allah says in that same verse, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ Illa yusabbihu bihamdi. There is not a thing except that it glorifies God with its praise. Walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. But that you do not understand their tasbih, Allah says. Why? Why do we not understand their tasbih? Well, it could be because our lack of connectivity to God. It could be because of our being engrossed in the material world, but it also could be that we have not tapped into the higher forms of glorification. You know, there's not just one form of glorification. There are layers and levels of glorification. And it's our responsibility to learn to tap into higher levels. You know, there are things that we have been doing since the time we are children that are part of our faith. As our faith matures, there are higher levels we can go. It's not that then this is all I can do, right? There are levels of spirituality. There are levels of obedience. There are levels of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we just do that bare minimum, right? And think that I have fulfilled it. And you know what? We have fulfilled it. But if I'm not willing to then take that next step forward, that's an indication that my level of faith has not taken that next step forward, right? So the first step is, for example, to avoid haram. And so we avoid haram. Well, now, alhamdulillah, we should be experts at avoiding haram, right? We shouldn't be engrossed in anything haram. And so now that I have gone to that level of avoiding haram, the next step would be to now avoid the makruhat, right? And to engage in the mustahabbat. And then the next level after that would be to avoid shubahat, that which is doubtful. We can't just be like, I've avoided haram, that's it. You know, there is merit to that, no doubt. But we have to learn to take higher levels. Same when it comes to the dhikr of God, there are levels, right? There is dhikrul lafzi. Dhikrul lafzi is where I do the dhikr of God with my tongue, right? And there's benefit to that. But a lot of times, we can be thinking about 100 different things, but still be saying alhamdulillah, 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 right? The way we do in our prayers sometimes. We're thinking about something else, but we're saying all the dhikr and all the surahs that we recite. But that's the first level. Is that level, if that's all we stay in, is that level accepted? Yes, it's accepted by God, because even that requires some form of recognition, no? Like for me to be able to do that. But besides that, the expectation would be for us as believers now to elevate our game when it comes to the dhikr of God, elevate our dhikr. And so the second level would be dhikrul ma'nawi, where now I actually think about what I am reciting, right? And I actually am trying to focus on the wordage of what I am reciting, because no doubt that would have a tremendous impact, a far greater impact, right? And so it requires us to kind of reflect on it. I remember like in our hawza, you know, there would be teachers who, when they do their tasbih after the salah, it would be as long as the salah itself, because they would literally be thinking about each Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, right? There are ulama who, when you can hear them, when they recite tasbihatul arba in their leading jamaat, they would only say it once, but their one would be our three. Why? Because they are thinking about what they are saying. This is impactful, powerful. But we have to have the drive for it. Now, some days we may have the drive for it. Some days we may not have the drive for it. But the days you have the drive for it, man, don't ignore it. Spend time, reflect on these words, and then they have power. And then there's a third level, which is dhikrul qalbi. Dhikrul qalbi is the remembrance of the heart, right? This is levels now, right? So it's where I'm not... It's not about verbalizing my dhikr, rather it's about remembering God at all times. And there's a very lovely hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu was salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, where he says, min ashaddi ma faradallahu ala khalqihi dhikrullahi kathira. He says, amongst the most difficult things that Allah has commanded upon His creation is to remember Him frequently. And he says, but I don't mean by that Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa in kana minhu, but it is from remembering God frequently. But he says, I'm not saying that, because again, like, it's easy to do so, right? It's easy to recite this dhikr. Like, I always see people with tasbihs during my majlis, you know, and some do it very hard. It's really annoying, you know, where you can hear the beads. You know, next time you hear somebody beading like that, ask them to stop, yeah, because I can't do it. Humble request, inshallah. But they're doing tasbih. Now, either they are just habitually just going around, which is possible. But if they're not, then that's not a dhikrul lafzi or qalbi at that time. This is a simple, or ma'nawi or qalbi. It's a lafzi, because you can't be thinking about dhikr of God and listening to what I'm saying and doing all these things simultaneously, right? That dhikrul lafzi has a possibility. And but it's not difficult to keep saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and listen to what I'm saying. That's not difficult. And that's why the Imam says that I don't mean Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, because he says this is part of dhikrullahi kathira, but it's not that. So then he asks, what is it? He says, وَلَكِنْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ إِنْدَمَا أَحَلَّ وَحَرَّمْ. He says, but it is to remember God when it comes to the halal and the haram of life. Yeah? At every moment, should I watch this, should I not watch this? Should I reply to this, should I not reply to this? Yeah? Should I say something? Should I not say something? Should I go here? Should I not go here? Should I eat this? Should I not eat? When we remember God like that, that means God is not on my tongue, nor is God on my intellect to think about. No, God is now in my heart. Yeah? And so I think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, and that is where we want to get to.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.